This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Tonight at the Republican convention, President Bush gives his acceptance speech. All week, convention speaker after speaker evoked September 11th to highlight the president's leadership abilities. Mr. Bush arrived in the city last night. He immediately put the spotlight on the terrorist attacks by visiting with New York City firefighters. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Air Force One touched down at JFK just after 7:30 last night, and the presidential motorcade headed straight to the Elmhurst neighborhood in Queens, its destination a nondescript building home to the Italian Charities of America. A group of protesters could be seen and heard at the end of the street, but the president got a hero's welcome inside. About 100 firefighters, members of the Uniformed Firefighters Association of Greater New York, were here to give the president their union's endorsement. Mr. Bush stood in the center of the room. He spoke only briefly, off mic, calling the firefighters who worked at Ground Zero after 9/11 an inspiration. Seated at a table just a few feet away was retired New York firefighter Bob Beckwith, who played a role in one of the most powerful images of the Bush presidency. He's the weary firefighter seen standing next to Mr. Bush as the president shouts into a bullhorn amid the ruins of the World Trade Center. Last night, Beckwith praised the president.
He's a stronger man. He's a stronger president for the fight against terrorism. And this is the guy we need. This is the guy we need to be the president that knows and feels the way we feel, and that's what he feels. He's got his heart. It goes out to us.
For Beckwith and the other firefighters here, support for President Bush is personal. They lost family members, friends, and colleagues on 9/11. John Gleason is a 10-year veteran of the department.
There's a lot of guys seen it firsthand. Firemen seen it firsthand. We smelt it. Guys saw it. Everything, man. So we know that Bush is doing the right thing. There's people out there that want to kill us. And Kerry, I don't think, understands that. Like I said, I've seen it firsthand. I lost all my guys in my firehouse that day. All right, I lost 10 guys. And he's out there revenging, their loss.
But for other firefighters, a big concern is more their day-to-day working conditions. Most other firefighter unions in New York and across the country have endorsed Democrat John Kerry. That includes the nation's largest such union. Last night, not far from the Republican convention, firefighters joined in a labor union protest of Bush administration policies.
For our brothers and our sisters up and down that picket line.
Some voiced strong opposition to the war in Iraq. Many said the president has failed to provide fire departments with needed financial support. 51-year-old Dan Rogers is a mechanic for the New York Fire Department.
He's not taking care of the first responders. The firefighters have to be more trained. The police have to be more trained. Our responsibilities are more. We work on trucks that's more sophisticated than ever. All we hear from the administrations is you got to increase productivity to get more money, but yet our workforce has gone down.
Frank Blanchfield has been with the department for 27 years. Once a Bush supporter, he now calls the president a disappointment.
Honestly, it was very nice to have him down there and give the rah-rah. Amazing. I think it was fabulous what he did. But I don't think he delivered. I don't think he's done the right thing.
The feelings of firefighters about President Bush represent a complicated mix of issues and emotions. Labor unions are among the president's strongest critics, but the president's response to 9/11 is seen by many as one of his strongest moments. 9/11 has given firefighters new prominence and power. For the president, this one New York City local's endorsement is huge. His campaign hopes its symbolic importance offsets the help John Kerry gets from the much larger National Firefighters Union. Don Gagne, NPR News, New York.